Thank you. Let's talk some good stuff. We've got 5 minutes coming up, so we hope you have a couple minutes to enjoy. First, let's kick it off by talking about Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they're not that fancy full-color magazine type. Heavens no, they focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers appreciate it. They come to Tri-State Livestock News for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry, and you can connect with all of that. Check them out online, tsln.com. That will get you connected so you can get a subscription coming to you weekly. Again, it's Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board is inviting you to step into our neck of the woods here. Wide open spaces with the International Dark Skies area at Merritt Reservoir. Lots of local museums. Still some time to check those out. Maybe plan a fall upland bird hunting. I hear the bird count is really good for a grouse this year. So check things out at visitvalentine.com and come visit us in Valentine, Nebraska. Kim, what are you going
to
share?
Well, first off, I'm going to say Happy Labor Day to everybody. You know, Labor Day celebrates the contribution of workers to our economy. We celebrate it by not working.
By not working.
That's right.
I always thought that was kind of weird.
Yeah. But I like it. I'm not going to argue with it. My wife came home from work yesterday, obviously. This isn't really me. Anyway, my wife came home from work yesterday and was raging about her boss. She said to me, "I'm never going to work for that man again." I asked her, "Why? What did he say?" She said, "You're fired."
You're fired. Is that a Labor Day joke?
Well, kind of. I slipped it in there. How's this? Labor Day, a day to not labor, instead to but rest, is not always what happens out here in the West. Cattle need tending. Equipment does too. Crops will need work if skies stay fair blue. Still, it's good to be working on this Labor Day, moving cows, fixing fence, and even cutting hay, because you know that all the efforts you expend will serve to feed many people in the end. So you work until after the setting of the sun. Finally, put your feet up. Your job's well done. Thoughts of tasks tomorrow start dancing in your mind. You know you'll be busy. Don't want to fall behind. Alfalfa close to cutting. Need to bale the neighbor's hay. We'll have to wait till later. It's all you can do today. So you labor on after this special day. You'll probably done better than any man could say. It's always Labor Day out here on the farm and ranch. When you're producing the world's food, you're always taking a chance. That's something lots of folks know little about. So hats off and thanks to those whose labor never runs out.
A little Labor Day history for you there, I guess.
A good little poem.
Here's something that I'm going to go through. I'm going to go through it slowly so that you get a chance to digest it a little bit. If there is food in your fridge, clothes on your body, a roof above, and a bed to sleep in, you're richer than 75% of the world. Something else to think about, if you have some money and the freedom to move, you're already in the top 18%. If your body is healthy today, you're luckier than a million people who won't survive this week. And if you can read this, see this, understand this, you're more fortunate than 3 billion people who can't. So, a little word here, pause, breathe, and be thankful on this Labor Day.
A good message. How's this one? A boy, frustrated with all the rules he had to follow, asked his dad, "Dad, how soon will I be old enough to do whatever I want?" Dad says, "I don't know. No one has lived that long yet." How's this? Carefully avoid in yourself those things which disturb you in others. Or in marriage, being the right person is as important as finding the right person. Both equally important. Do what you can with what you have, wherever you are. Always do your best. And people are like stained glass windows. They sparkle and shine when the sun is out. But when the darkness sets in, their true beauty is truly revealed only if there is a light within. Here's another heart-to-heart. Parents' real privilege is to listen to their children and enable them to uncover the special blueprint that is theirs. Hey, how about this? Today, burn the candles. Use the nice sheets. Wear the fancy lingerie. Don't save it for a special occasion. Today is special.
And again, thanks for tuning in to your local radio station and keep listening for more of the good stuff.